Hello, this is Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards. Let's hear the Bible together. James chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come close to God, and God will come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, for your loyalty is divided between God and the world. Life can often feel like a battleground. There's great evil in the world, and any newspaper will illustrate that in agonizing detail. But there is also immense kindness and goodness all around, if we have the eyes to see it. Daily life can often feel like a pitched battle between good and evil. James is concerned that his readers should make good decisions as they live on this battleground, and that they should give undivided loyalty to God. It's true that the devil is active and that his entire mission is to destroy. He prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for people to devour, commented Peter, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. But the really good news is that God is stronger, and so we don't need to live in fear of the devil. If we resist him, then he will flee from us. When Jesus died on the cross, he won the complete victory over the power of evil. And so our task is simply to claim that victory. Clearly, evil didn't come to an end on the cross. The world is still full of evil. What happened on the cross was like D-Day. Once that decisive day took place in 1944, it was clear that final victory would be ours. There were many bloody battles after that time, but the victory in May 1945 was bound to happen. We live between D-Day and VE Day, knowing that Jesus' final victory is certain. Through Christ's death on the cross and the knowledge that our sins can be forgiven, we can live our daily lives with confidence. In the name of Jesus, we can stand up against all the evil that this world chucks at us, knowing that as we come close to God, he comes close to us. Lord Jesus, we praise you that because of your death on the cross and your resurrection, we can live today with complete confidence. Help us to stand strongly for you and to resist whatever the devil throws at us. Amen. It's been a pleasure to spend these moments with you. I'd be delighted if this were not a one-way communication. So if you've got any questions or comments, do please write to me at jonathan.edwards@premier.org.uk. I'll then get back to you in complete confidence as soon as I can. Visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope and join our growing Voice of Hope family. And follow along with these daily meditations at home in print, direct to your favourite mobile device, or as a daily podcast on the app Podbean. I am Jonathan Edwards, and I encourage you to join me as I share a thought from the Bible Monday to Friday every week. May God bless you.